Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. I am good. I am excited because we've had a very interesting week of earnings in the markets.
Well, more than earnings, really. There was a lot going on this week, right? You had the U.S. Fed's guidance. We had a ton of interesting trading this week that we want to talk about.
It was fun to see.
Yeah.
It was fun to see.
Yeah. No, it really was, for sure. Okay. We'll get through that in a minute. But we got a pretty good show. I'm just looking at the lineup today, and you know, it's going to be really interesting. There's some changes that are being made by the Alberta Securities Commission that are going to allow what we just call retail investors, non-accredited investors, access to markets that they haven't had access to before.
They're going to be able to self-certify themselves,
right,
to have access to investments that they've never had access to before.
Yeah, called the exempt market. So stick around for that. We'll explain what that is and what you get access to that you haven't had access to perhaps in the past. And then, listen, we got an aging population. Maybe Calgary's a little younger than some, but the Canadian population is aging. The question is Calgary and are Calgary neighborhoods ready for that? From the infrastructure,
yeah,
the amenities.
Right away, when you ask that kind of a question, you're going to come out with a no, of course we're not.
Well,
some are not, and it's not looking good for some of these. There's 204 neighborhoods
right. In
the city. Many of them are not prepared, nor are they already in the established stage of helping individuals age in their communities, which is scary.
That's right. And given that people do want to stay in home for as long as possible,
and
this
their community.
That's
how
right.
many times have we talked to people that say, "Yeah, I want to move, but I don't want to move out of my community."
Correct.
Right. I like where I live. I just don't like the house that I have.
That's right.
Because it's not ready for my stage of life.
Right.
So they like their communities, but what if your community isn't age friendly?
Not age friendly. So we'll tell you which the top 10 offenders are in the city, according to this this study. So stick around for that.
Okay. All right, sir. You've had a very interesting week talking to people about the markets, presenting a lot of different discussion topics on what's happening this week. What was the key highlight for you this week on the markets?
Oh, tons of amazing stories. So let's talk about tech earnings as an example. Okay. Fantastic. Right, these are gigantic companies, Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, or Google, right? Blowing out expectations. We're seeing 40, 50% growth in revenue on these gigantic companies. In most cases, that's translating to the bottom line, okay? A company like Apple you'd look at had a fantastic, it was fantastic all through. There's a chip problem, right? There's a semiconductor chip shortage in the world, not just affecting computers, so we can come back and talk about cars. That was that's a fascinating story too, but that had an impact on forward guidance. And so what we saw is in this most recent quarter past fantastic results pretty much across the board there.
And these are behemoths of companies to actually grow at that rate when you're that size is challenging.
Right. 90% of companies, forget just tech, 90% of the reporting companies so far have beat expectations.
And their forward guidance is looking how?
It's looking pretty good.
There you go. And that's the key thing that the market is looking at is what's the forward guidance? I understand we're better than we were last year because of where we have been from the pandemic, from an economic perspective. But now where's the guidance going forward is what the market is looking for. And I think this is going to be very interesting. There's been some surprises this week. Let me throw one at you. Surprises of some many, many people listening to the show have called me up and said, I can't believe how much taxes I'm going to be paying.
Right.
I'm like, what? What do you mean you can't believe? We made so much money year over year. 2020, that big resurgence in the markets. There's been some capital gains. Oh, my God, I'm surprised that I'm paying capital gains tax.
Right. I don't want to pay capital gains tax.
Well, no one wants to pay tax if they don't have to. Right? And that's the first part of it.
Right.
The second part of it is it's a sticker shock. When you get that bill at the month of April and you're like, oh my God, I got to pay so much more. I never had to pay that before.
Right.
What happened?
Right.
And why do I have to pay it? Well, there's a realization of gains and taxes and so forth that people need to be aware of. If your portfolio is growing, and we're speaking specifically outside of any RSP and TFSA.
Yes. Non-registered. Yep.
Non-registered money is what we call it. If it is growing and you have not had to pay any taxes on it, that means the growth is deferred. That doesn't mean it's permanent.
Well, not the tax is deferred, right? You're getting the growth, so you could see fantastic
growth.
But
the growth is not permanent. The
Correct.
Only way
Correct.
You realize a gain or a loss is if you realize it by selling.
Right.
So anything else, it's a paper gain right. or a paper loss.
And that's part of the questions I had in some of the conversations. Well, did we have to sell and trigger the gain? And I said, well, no, we can always hold it and let it go back down and you won't have a gain. Right? We could do, well, I don't want to do that.
Well, there's a discipline in regards to what we do when it comes to crystallizing gains. It's not a tax piece. The tax rules do not guide us on how we manage money.
Yeah. The tax tail does not wag the investment thesis dog.
Perfect.
Right?
So when it comes to paying tax, many, many Canadians who experience this are saying, oh my God, I got to come up with a whole bunch of money.
Right.
Here's one thing that I tell our clients.
Right.
You don't have to come out of your bank account to do this. If the investments made money, you've realized a gain, which means you've sold something, you have some of that cash, put it aside for that tax.
Right.
Let the investments pay its own tax bill and move forward from that. That way you know you've got an after-tax return going forward.
Right.
Because you've paid the tax through the account, and that makes your accounting simple, especially when you're retired and you're on certain types of cash flows. All of a sudden you get this $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 tax bill because we did so well in the portfolio. How the heck am I going to pay for that? I got to come up with money. This is the strategy you need to have that conversation with your advisor right. if you're experiencing that.
Right.
If you have not experienced that in your non-registered account and the performance has done well, meaning greater than 20%, well, be prepared that there is no gain until you sell, and that gain is at risk of a loss.
And let's say it doesn't. You've still got the embedded tax to pay. And here's the issue. There's a lot of moving parts. This is why we don't let the tax tail wag the dog. What happens if you had deferred the gain? And at some point in the future, the government changes the capital gains inclusion tax.
Which we were all nervous about.
Right. What would happen then?
Right. Then you'd end up paying at a higher tax rate in the future.
Right. So it's very difficult to never let the tax tail wag the investment dog. Right. Do make your investments for the right reason. If you make money, fantastic. Right. Fantastic. You'll have to pay some tax at a preferential tax rate.
Buy for the right reasons is what you're saying.
Correct.
Sell for the right
Correct.
Reasons. And those reasons are not always focused on tax.
Correct.
Tax is one of the pieces. It's not the piece.
Right.
Right.
It is important, but people have to recognize that taxes change too. So if there were capital gains included in here and you paid tax at a 50% inclusion rate and things changed and 75%, you know what? You're going to look back and you're going to say, gosh, I'm sure glad I took it at that time.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a whole bunch of moving pieces. And this is, I want to make sure we focus on doing what's right for the investment. Don't be blind to tax, but make sure you're making the right investment choices.
So investment and tax, two important pieces on how to bulletproof your retirement. We're going to discuss that at our upcoming webinar on Tuesday, May 18th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You may have access to new markets and new investments. Stick around after the break. We're going to explain to you what you may have access to. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.